Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome into our studios representatives of the Community Players, Rhode Island's oldest community theater. Both of these people were not around when the theater started, so that's good news because that was over 100 years ago, believe it or not. But we are very privileged to have the president of the Community Players, Christopher Margadonna. And Christopher, welcome. Nice to have you back again.
It's wonderful to be back. Thanks for having me.
It's great to see you, and we're going to be talking about a new production that this young lady is going to be directing, and her name is Joan Dillenbach. Welcome back, Joan.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
Nice to see you both again. You were both here in the past for other productions in other worlds, but now we're going to be talking about the play that is called, let me make sure I get this right, it's just called Something Rotten, right? Not that other rotten show.
Exactly.
So we talked before the show started about some people confuse it with the movie that, and the show, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, but we won't talk about that one. We'll just talk about Something Rotten. All right. And that's going to be premiering on April 21st and then run through the 30th at Jenks Auditorium in Pawtucket. And we'll get more specifics about that. And ticket prices and how you can get tickets and all those kind of things. But let's go back to Christopher and talk about the players themselves. You're out of the pandemic. Things are almost back to normal. Is that true?
Yeah, things are getting back to normal. We're getting back out. You know, this is our first full season after COVID, and we're seeing that the audiences are filling up. They want to come back to the theater, and we're excited to provide really good entertainment for folks. This season, we really focused on funny comedic shows after, you know, 3 depressing years in a pandemic. So this is a great way to end our season.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good. And so the Community Players are going strong, as they say. And you did some other things just recently that went successfully,
yeah,
plays and so forth.
Exactly. Yeah. So our first show this season was Moon Over Buffalo. Then we went and did 9 to 5, the musical. We then did It's Only a Play, and that isn't the name of the show. It's Only a Play. And then ending with Something Rotten, again, that opens on April 21st.
There you go. Now, Joan, you've been doing this for more than 5 years.
Yes, okay. Slightly more than 5.
All right, so an experienced director.
Yes.
And before directing,
I'd have to say,
were you on the stage as an actress?
I've done both. Yeah. My degrees are in theater, so I have taught it in the high schools. I've been directing for more years than the ages of some of the cast members.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
Depressing.
Experience is important. Where were you a teacher in high school? What town?
Actually, it was Bristol High School at the time. I was their first theater teacher.
Okay.
And now it's Mount Hope. Oh. And unfortunately, now they're considering deep-sixing the theater program, which is breaks my heart.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that.
Let's stay cheery.
and fun, as Christopher said.
Yes.
And the Jenks Auditorium is part of a school at Pawtucket, right? Mm-hmm. Right across from what used to be the Paw Sox home.
Yes, exactly. Yes, we are next to what used to be McCoy Stadium, and that's where we do our shows in Jenks Junior High. It is considered a community center, so we're excited to be the community organization that represents that theater.
And there's a website that people can go to find out information. If you want to check it out while we're talking, it's thecommunityplayers.org. Pretty simple to remember, thecommunityplayers.org. And there's even a phone number where you can call Chris personally. Well, maybe not. But it's 401-726-6860 if you want to get information or order tickets, or you just won the Powerball and you want to give $1 million to a good cause.
Yes.
That would work out well, wouldn't it?
It really would.
All right, the show, it's a show that a lot of people might not be familiar with. It's not like Oklahoma or Music Man or something like that. So tell us a little bit about the show. Who wants to start?
Well, the reason it wasn't a big hit, unfortunately, it's a very, very, very funny show. But it opened in the same year as Hamilton, which kind of killed
it. So it's new. Yeah.
Relatively
theater terms,
new,
yeah.
Yes. And it's about Shakespeare and Shakespeare's competition, the Bottom Brothers, who are trying to write a show that's better than Shakespeare. And they get involved with a soothsayer who tells them that Shakespeare's next big hit is Omelet, a show about eggs. So it disintegrates from that point onward, where the older brother and the company end up doing a production of Omelet. There are so many Shakespeare references. It's very funny. You don't have to know any of this stuff. But if you do know a bit about Shakespeare, all the characters are named for Shakespeare's characters in his books, in his plays.
Yeah.
And there are references to just about every musical in the last 50 years. Most of them take place in one song called It's a Musical.
We'll hear that
in a few
minutes.
To listen. And every time I listen, I hear a different musical reference. But if you don't know that at all, it's still side-splittingly funny.
All right. Well, let's get to the first song that you brought, Christopher, which is Welcome to the Renaissance, right? This is the very opening of the show?
Yes. This really sets the scene for what the show is about and where the show takes place.
Chaucer's tales, the brutal feudal system, holy crusades, bubonic plague. Can't say that we've really missed them. So dark and barbaric, so dull and mundane. That was so Middle Ages, that was so Charlemagne. Welcome to the Renaissance, with poets, painters, and bon vivants, and merry minstrels who show the streets of London a strumming their lutes
in puffy pants and pointy leather boots.
Welcome to the Renaissance, where we ooh and ah you with ambiance. We're so progressive,
the latest and the greatest, we bring it to you
with much ado.
Welcome to the Renaissance,
where everything is new.
Here we've made advances in the sciences.
We have the latest gadgets and appliances.
Our mugs are made of pewter.
Our houses all are Tudor,
decorated with a modern flair.
See us in our petticoats and farthingales.
Our trendy beards we trim to look like swallowtails. We're called Elizabethans.
They're all a bunch of heathens.
Heathens headed straight for you know where.
While witches are burning and wars tend to start, we bring you moments of culture and art.
Culture and art.
Have a list of writers who were always writing something new.
It's true, we do.
Like who?
Like who? Like Decker!
Woo!
John Webster!
Woo!
Ben Johnson!
Uh-huh. And Christopher
French. His writing's first rate. His acting's incredible.
Isn't he great? Isn't he great?
We love him. Welcome to the Renaissance. Not the one in Italy or in France. No, the one in England. The one where William Shakespeare is cream of the crop.
The one where William Shakespeare is the top.
Welcome to the Renaissance.
Well, now that we have the mood set, we're going to go into a song that has an interesting title, and you kind of reference this. It's called God, I Hate Shakespeare.
Right. The older of the two Bottom brothers really hates the competition. It turns out that Shakespeare was an actor in the Bottom acting company, acting troupe, and he was such a bad actor that Nick Bottom fired him as an actor, and Shakespeare went off and wrote all of these fabulous plays, and now he is considered the bard of England. Not a bard, but the bard. And the Bottom brothers are losing money because of Shakespeare and his hits. He's treated like a rock star by the population of London.
All right, let's give it a listen.
Oh, God, I hate Shakespeare. That's right, I said it.
No!
I do, I hate Shakespeare.
Why?
I just don't get it, how a mediocre actor from a measly little town is suddenly the brightest jewel in England's royal crown. Oh, God, I hate Shakespeare. His plays are wordy, but oh no, the great Shakespeare. That little turd, he has no sense about the audience. He makes them feel so dumb. The bastard doesn't care that my poor ass is getting numb.
How can you say that? How can you say that?
It's easy, I can say it, 'cause it's absolutely true.
Don't be a penis, the man is a genius.
His genius is he's fooling all of you.
But he's brilliant, what majesty flows from his pen. His poetry soars like a sweet violin. God's own inspiration, like lightning, doth strike him. And he captures my soul.
Ah, jeez, you sound just like him.
Really? Thanks.
You should hate Shakespeare.
Well, I don't. I try to emulate Shakespeare.
Well, there's your problem. You're so blinded by the bard who's such a pompous little man.
Why is it a problem to admit that I'm a fan?
'Cause he's a hack with a knack for stealing anything he can.
How can you say that? How can you say that the man really knows how to write a bitchin' play? You wish you could pen one.
We wish we were in one.
I just wish that he would go away.
Well, that's not gonna happen, because everybody I know says that he is the greatest writer that England has ever known.
And that's another thing I hate about Shakespeare, is all the twits who bloviate about Shakespeare, and how they prattle on about his great accomplishments, well, la-di-da-di-da. And once they start their gushing, there's no stopping on them, then it's blah, 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 Shakespeare. And he walks in, his dum-da-dum-ta-da, Shakespeare! He's holding court, and they say, Will, you're such a genius, and your writing is divine.
By any other name is such a clever line.
And they're all ooh, and he's all stop. And they're all yay, and I'm all ah. And I'm really getting sick of it. And I hate Shakespeare.
I think by now we sort of know you hate Shakespeare.
Shakespeare, the way he feigns humility when all he does is gloat. The way he wears that silly frilly collar around his throat. The poster child for why no one should ever procreate. Let me make a shorter list and I will give it to you straight. Every little thing about Shakespeare is what I
hate. He hates, he clearly, surely, really, truly hates Shakespeare.
Don't hate.
Christopher, we have time for one more piece of music before we take our first break. What'll it be?
Yeah, so the next song is Right Hand Man, and so it's actually sung by the older brother's wife in this sense, and she wants to be just like the men. She wants to be treated like the men. She wants to work. She wants to provide. And so this is her song about how she can do that.
All right. Well, listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
If you ever got in trouble, I would be there on the double just to bail you out. If there's anything you lack, you know I've always got your back. That's what it's all about. Think of me as your sidekick, helping you whenever I can. I'm more than just a woman, baby. When the pressure's coming, baby, let me be your right-hand man.
But you're not a man. I'm the man.
You're not hearing me. If you're ever in a pickle, you can call for me and quickle be how fast I run.
I'm not in a pickle.
You and me should be a team for any dream or any scheme. That's how it should be done. Sure, I could stay in the background, just smiling every now and again. But just to be a pretty lady, that would be a pity, baby. Let me be your right-hand man.
You should listen to her. She's usually right.
Eat your cabbage.
Okay.
I am stronger than you think. Don't be thinking I ain't tough. I am where you ought to go when the going's getting rough. So when things are going badly.
But they're not.
They kind of are.
No, things are fine.
But if they weren't.
But it's okay.
Love?
What?
Oh!
Oh, what?
Quit trying to protect me.
Can we change the subject, please?
Not until I know that. If you're ever in a fix and it's a fix you need to nix, then I'm your go-to guy.
You're not a guy.
Don't be so literal. And don't forget I'm not a shrinking violin. Let a solid rock. Hey, am I? So don't be thinking I'll crumble when the you know what hits the fan. There's no problem that's too big when you're married, that's the gig. So don't be a sexist pig. Is it asking too much of you? It's only 'cause I love you. Let me be your right. In fact, I'll show you that I'm right.
What are you doing now?
I'm gonna get you boys some meat. Baby, I'm your right. Don't put up a fight. I can be your right. Starting here tonight. Let me be your right. Hey.
The Community Players, Rhode Island's oldest community theater from Pawtucket, Rhode Island, will be presenting Something Rotten, the musical, and that's going to be happening next month in April on the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and then on the 28th, 29th, and 30th, and the show times are Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 and Sundays at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. It's going to be at Jenks Center in Pawtucket, right across from McCoy Stadium. And Christopher is here, and Joan is here. We've been talking about the show and what's happening. And Joan, in the first segment, you mentioned the song that has all the stuff in it.
Right.
And this is the one, a musical, it's called.
It's called It's a Musical. And basically, this is when the older bottom brother totally is at sea about what to do. So he goes to Necromancer Alley or Astrologer's Alley, and he finds himself a soothsayer, Nostradamus, the nephew, Thomas Nostradamus. And he asks what the next best thing in theater is going to be. And Nostradamus predicts it's going to be a musical. You know, and of course, Nick is, what's a musical? And this song explains what a musical is. And it has about 20 references to about 50 different shows.
Okay. It's fairly long. We'll use the whole thing.
Okay.
About 7.5 minutes. And we'll see how, while you're listening, try to pick out the ones you recognize.
Okay.
What the hell are musicals?
It appears to be a play where the dialogue stops and the plot is conveyed through song.
Through song?
Yes.
Wait, so an actor is saying his lines and then out of nowhere he just starts singing?
Yes.
Well, that is the stupidest thing that I have ever heard. You're doing a play, got something to say, so you sing it? It's absurd! Who on earth is going to sit there while an actor breaks into song? What possible thought could the audience think other than this is horribly wrong?
Remarkably, they won't think that.
Seriously? Why not?
Because it's a musical, a musical. And nothing's as amazing as a musical, with song and dance and sweet romance and happy endings happening by happenstance. Bright lights, stage fights, and a dazzling chorus. You want to be great, then you gotta create a musical.
I don't know. I find it hard to believe people would actually pay to see something like this.
Let's just say it's a Saturday night and you want to go out on the town. Got a lady to flatter who might give it up if you don't let her down. You could go see a tragedy, but that wouldn't be very fun. Or a play from Greek mythology, see a mother have sex with her son.
Ugh.
You could go see a drama with all of that trauma and pain. Or go see something more relaxing and less taxing on the brain. Go see a musical, a musical, a puppy piece releasing all your bluesicles, where crooners croon a catchy tune, and limber leggy ladies thrill you till you swoon. Oozahs, big applause, and a standing ovation.
The future is bright if you could just write a musical.
Some make you happy, some make you sad. Some are quite big, some quite small. Some are too long, some are just plays with song. Some musicals have no talking at all.
No talking at all?
That's right, there's no talking. All of the dialogue is sung in a very dramatic fashion.
Really?
Yes, really.
There's no talking.
There's no talking. And they often stay on one note for a very long time, so that when they change to a different note, you notice. And it's supposed to create a dramatic effect, but mostly you just sit there asking yourself, why aren't they talking?
Sounds miserable.
I believe it's pronounced miserable.
And people actually like this?
No, they love it! And what's not to love? It's such a delight, there's nothing quite like a musical. Oh, another vision? I haven't even told you the best part yet! Feel that fascinating rhythm moving to your feet.
What is that?
Feel your ass gyrating to that titillating beat.
Are you okay?
You slap your lap, then fingers snap. That's when you know it's time to tap.
Oh! What the hell are you doing now?
It's called a dance break. Apparently this happens in musicals as well. People on stage just burst into spontaneous dance.
Why? Does it advance the plot?
No!
Advance character?
Not necessarily.
Then why do it?
Because it's entertaining! 5, 6, 7, 8! Talk, it's a musical, a susical, no, a musical with girls on stage.
A musical!
We've got snappy repartee, and the women are risque.
chorus boys are kind of gay.
A musical.
A true blue.
Some musicals are very serious.
A big glittering music hall. A music hall.
It's a musical for us.
A big and shiny, mighty, finey, glitter, glitz, and chorus liney. Bob your head and shake your hiney. Musical. It's a musical.
It's a musical.
Do a musical.
No kidding!
A musical. What could be more amazing than a musical? With song and dance and sweet romance. And with a musical we might have half a chance.
Oozahs, big applause with everyone cheering for us.
So there you have it, the big production. That's going to be the is the pièce de résistance, as they say. Now, you know, putting a production together like this, the community players, lots of people involved, right? This is not a two-man show.
Yeah, lots of people, lots of people involved in this. So we have our musical director, Joe Carvalho, and our choreographer, Julia Gillis. And so you've got Joan, Joe, and Julia, so the Triple J team, bringing us a really fantastic show, and they all work so well together. It's absolutely amazing. Joan, I don't know if you want to talk more about working with them and what that's been like.
Well, I've worked with Joe many times. This is my first time working with Julia. I've worked with her father, Greg, who is in the show playing Nostradamus. But Julia is in her early 20s, and she is so amazing.
Did you go to school together?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. I was younger.
Yeah.
But at any rate, she is amazing at putting stuff together. She taught people to tap dance and then taught them very difficult routines, and they kept right up. Of course, that's probably because most of them are in their 20s.
A little younger than you and I.
Yeah, 1 or 2 years.
Closer to Christopher's age.
Yes, right.
But I can't keep up with them sometimes myself, so that's a whole nother thing.
And the stage manager, Marsha Layden, and Allison, oh my gosh, I've just forgotten her last name. Oh, awful. Anyway, Allison Conroy, sorry.
There
Allison
you go. Conroy. So it came out.
Right. Yes, it did. And Pawtucket has been wonderful. They have been so on board with helping with this. Making sure it gets done, it's a huge undertaking, and they have been great about being enthusiastic about it.
All
so
right.
I'm excited.
Let's get to the next song, I Love the Way.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is kind of a quote-unquote love ballad between the two characters, Nigel and Portia. I actually play Nigel in the show, so a little spoiler alert there, everybody. So it's a lot of fun, and this is where they first meet, and you start to see that chemistry build between them, and I don't want to give too much away.
Okay,
so.
Yeah, we don't want, you know.
I do love the way, though, that the show is playing out, though.
Okay, cool. All right, we're going to listen to I Love the Way, then take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
I love Sydney and Marlowe, and often I borrow their words to express how I feel. I love poems of mystery, fantasy, history. Oh, what seductive appeal! Alone in my bedroom, satisfying my need. The candlelight fire ignites my desire to read. Oh, every time I hear a perfect rhyme, I get all tingly. Because I know that to find a perfect rhyme is not an easy thingly. The places that words let me go. I love the way that your words move me so. No words have touched me the way that yours do. And I love you. You are really doing something to me, Mr. Poetry Man. Oh, forgive me. I never get to discuss poems in this way.
Oh, it's okay. I just never knew that poetry could affect someone the way it affects me.
Me neither.
It's the end all, the be all. Oh, you ought to see all the books that I have on my shelf.
Me too. I find pleasure perusing those writings and musing. So often I pleasure myself. Wait, that didn't sound right.
No, I know what you mean. When I'm deep in the throes of impassionate prose, I could scream.
You scream? Yeah. So do I. Ah! Oh, I love a lilting line of lyrical alliteration.
Who doesn't love alliteration?
And I'm like, well, when the phrases come together like a consummation.
I love the places that words let me go. I love the way that your words move me so. I love that you feel the same way I do. And I love, you know that I love, you know that I love.
Me too.
Something Rotten. That's the title of the Community Players new musical that's going to be coming out in just about a month from now. And the Community Players are located in beautiful downtown Pawtucket, Rhode Island. If you're listening to us and you live down in the Westerly area, I know it sounds like a different country, but, you know, get a hotel room and make the trip up or wherever you're coming from, whether you're in Connecticut or Massachusetts. Pawtucket isn't that far from wherever you're listening to us. And we have with us today Christopher and Joan talking about the production. And we've gotten through quite a bit of music. We have two more pieces we're going to listen to. But I do want to give you the details. You can go to thecommunityplayers.org and get all the information about ticket prices and when the times are for the shows. There's going to be a special event for opening night on April 21st, and a raffle prize. Christopher, is this like a two-week vacation at your house?
You know, not that grandiose, but we do try to give away a gift card or, you know, sometimes tickets to another show.
Have you ever thought about doing that? Two-week vacation at your house?
Listen, you know, right in the beautiful Pawtucket, you know, if people want to stay, come on down.
Great view.
Great view.
And you'll cook breakfast every morning.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. It's part of the package. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, that may not be the prize, but check out all the happenings for the Community Players. They are Rhode Island's oldest community theater, And this is going to be a very funny production. We've heard some great music, some great lines, and we've got a couple more to go here. We're going to finish up the first half, right? We're not going into the second half. So,
right.
If you want to hear the second half stuff, you got to buy a ticket.
That's correct.
All right. So this next tune is called Willpower. Is that someone's name, like Will?
Well, Power? Yes, as in Will Shakespeare.
Okay.
I think I mentioned that Will is the bard, and he is actually treated like a rock star. And this is like a rock concert that he does of his greatest hits. And it's done to a rock beat. He has bard boys that stand behind him and back him up. He's got the audience, you know, the dancers in front of him. He's, it really is a rock concert, but if you listen, everything he says comes out of one of his plays.
Okay, listen closely.
We want Will. We want Will.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Stratford-upon-Avon, the king of couplets, the sultan of sonnets, the man who put the I am in iambic pentameter. Please put your hands together for the one, the only, William Shakespeare!
Thank you! Is it good to see me at once?
Sonnet 18!
You king of all whores!
Okay, okay! Here's one for all you beautiful tutors out there. A little sonnet that's been very good to me. Let's see if you know it. Shall I compare thee
to a summer's day?
Yeah, thou art more lovely and more temperate, and the rough winds shake the darling buds of May. Yeah, and summer's lease
hath all too short a date.
I adore the adoration, though others may applaud it. It's quite the new sensation. What shall we call it?
Willpower.
I am the will of the people now. Can you feel it?
Yeah!
Oh, I can feel it too. In fact, I'd like to feel you a little bit later.
Oh!
Do you want more?
Yeah!
Well, when do you want it? Tomorrow?
No!
Later?
No!
Let me hear you say now.
Now!
Very nice. Let me hear you say now is.
Now is.
That scans. Let me hear you say now is the.
Now is the.
Oh, do it with me. Now is the winter of our discontent.
Now is the winter of our discontent.
Make glorious summer by this sun of York.
Make glorious summer by this sun of York.
And let me hear you say glorious.
Glorious.
Do you mean me?
Glorious.
Well, I can be.
Glorious.
Now let me see G-L-O-R-I-O-U-S. Who fits that bill?
It's Will.
I guess. There's a fever going round. Has anybody caught it?
We're shaking it for Shakespeare.
Methinks you got it.
Willpower.
I am the will of the people now.
Willpower.
I am the will of the people now. Huzzah!
Huzzah!
Oh, that is music to my ears. And if music be the food of love, play on. That's a new one, don't even know where to put it yet. Speaking of love, here's one for all you lovers out there. But soft would lie through yonder window breaks. Thank you. It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon. Ah, oh, the moon, who is already sick and pale, so sick and so pale with grief, that thou her maid, yeah, thou art far more fair than she, than she.
thank you. I like that one too.
Willpower! Willpower!
I am the will with the skill to thrill you with my quill. I am the hard-working bard you regard.
Yeah!
I am the will.
He's the will.
I am the will.
He's the will.
I am the name you want to see up on that bill.
The
chosen one that God in heaven smiled upon.
Thank you, God.
And if you want to see perfection on any given day, you know what they say. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Willpower.
There's a will, there's a way.
Willpower.
Good night. Good night. Parting is such sweet.
Christopher, we mentioned that there's a lot of people involved in a show like this, a big production. What is the cast? About 20 members?
Yeah, it's about 22 people in the
22,
cast.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a huge cast for a community theater production. And so we've got John McElroy, who's playing the older brother. Oh my God, I forgot his name for a second. Nick. I was like, oh my gosh. We've got Rebecca Kilcline playing Bee, the wife. We have Stephanie Whipple, who's playing Portia, the love interest of myself. And then we've got Tyler Ribello, who's playing Shakespeare. And they are just an amazing cast. And then you have all the ensemble characters. They are playing, they are on stage more times than some of the lead singing roles. And they're doing an amazing job with they're singing, they're dancing, they're there four nights a week for 3 hours each time, sometimes 4 or 5 hours at a time.
Wow.
So they're putting in a lot of hours into this production, and I know it's going to be an amazing, amazing time.
Well, Crystal, thank you for being here and bringing us this information, and we're going to go to Joan. And Joan, I want to thank you for coming back to Conducting Conversations and telling us about this production. We have one song left, which is a very interesting title.
Yes, Bottom's Gonna Be on Top. And this song happens after Nick Bottom goes to the soothsayer and says, I want to know what Shakespeare's next production or his best production is going to be. And the soothsayer, Greg Gillis, as Nostradamus, says it's going to be Omelette. And so now thinking he's got the idea of the century and he is going to write this Omelette before Shakespeare gets a chance to, he is elated and he sings, Bottom's gonna be on top.
Okay. Once again, this is at the Community Players in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Check it out. We'd love to have you support the group. Thank you both for being here. Nice to see you again.
Thank you.
Great to be here. Thank you.
All right. And the rest of you, will see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
No more Mr. Anonymous. No more world that is Nick Bottomless. My name will be synonymous with being on the top. I can see it now. I'm the cat's meow. It's a hit, pow. It's gonna be great, gonna be great. Everywhere I go, they will love me so. Hail my name, oh, it's gonna be great, gonna be great.
Master Bottom, you're such a wonderful rider.
You really think so?
And your talent is talent beyond compare.
Why, thank you.
You're a star, you are, and you couldn't be brighter.
Well, now you're just embarrassing me.
You're a real visionary.
Thank you, Jesus, and Hail Mary.
This Bottom's gonna be on top. This Bottom's gonna be on top.
Man, I'm gonna sizzle, man, I'm gonna pop.
And this Bottom's gonna be on top.
This is heaven sent, feeling confident. Money well spent, it's gonna be great, gonna be great. Throw a big parade, praises will be made. Compliments paid, it's gonna be great, gonna be great.
Me and baby are so eternally grateful.
You're who I'm doing it for.
Thank you for our cottage in the woods.
You deserve it.
If gratitude were food, I'd have a big plate full.
Nice metaphor, bro. You're the greatest. You the man. I really shouldn't say it, buddy. Yes, I am.
This bottom's gonna be on top. Bob's gonna be on top.
Once I get going, never gonna stop.
Riders, now we're handing down the crown to you. You were a nobody, but then overnight you're someone better than the rest of us. Now you are the best of us.
Not so fast.
Hello, Will. I knew you wouldn't go down without a fight.
The Topsail, nay, thou surely doth jest. I say on my honor here, I doth protest.
Yawn, rhyming couplet, that is so 1580s.
Oh, yeah? Well. If you wanna make it to the top, then you're gonna have to go through me. Cause on the top is where I live, and I will not be giving up that easily. So there!
Oh man, I have been waiting for this moment for so long. I'm gonna enjoy it when I knock you off your perch.
Oh no, you won't.
Oh yes, I will.
Oh no, you won't.
Oh yes, I will.
Oh no, you won't.
Oh yes, I will.
Oh no, you won't. My accomplishments are much more accomplished than yours.
In your dreams, I am the best.
You can't be the best because I am the best. I have written 12 plays and each one is a testament to my great skill. I am the Will. And I wrote Taming of the Shrew, and Richard III, and Richard II, and Henry's IV, and V, and VI, and Titus Andronicus. And oh, did I forget, Romeo and Juliet!
Well, I have just written the thing that the critics are calling the greatest thing they've ever seen. The people are loving it, can't get enough of it, everyone, even including the Queen. She recently invited me to her castle where she knighted me, and privately she told me that you're not any good, not any good, not any good, not any good, and she told me that all of your plays make her vomit, and nothing's as good as my musical omelet.
Wait a minute. You wrote omelet?
Yes.
I never thought that I would meet my equal, but I concede I have been bested by the best. Maybe we could partner on a sequel.
Oh my, how the tide has turned. Let's review. What have we learned? See, you were here, but now we swapped, so kiss this bottom, I'm on the top!
Omelet? I'm not so sure about this.
Well, I am, little brother. So raise a glass to Omelet the Musical. Bottoms up!
Bottoms up! Yeah, this bottom's gonna be on top!
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.